Okay, so we said double parsha, Bahabuku Kaisai. So we'll talk a little bit about, actually it relates to both Bahar and Buku Kaisai. Shemitah and Yaivos talked about in Bahar, and then in Buku Kaisai, the Torah says that if you go to Galus, Oz Tirtza Earth is Shabzai Seh, Kol Yimei HaShama. And Rashi says the 70 years that we went Galus, it parallels to the 70 cycles that we do not keep Shemitah. Okay, so what's the time for Shemitah? So there's many Rishayim different offer different ideas. The Rambam says, very well known Shitas HaRambam, the Rambam is the Mor Nevuchim in Chelek Gimel Perek Lamed Tes, that there's many mitzvahs of Shemitah. There's Hashmatas Ksafim, there's Shemitah not to work on the land. So there's many mitzvahs. The Rambam's covering all the mitzvahs there. So he says, first of all, this that you have to make your property hefker, that's an inyan, the Rambam says, to be concerned for the poor. That once every 7 years, everyone's mafka the fields and anyone can take from anywhere. That's a way to show concern for the aniyim. The Rambam then says, why does your land have to be fallow? You don't plant in the land. He says, because you want to strengthen the land for future production, so you rotate the crops. It's a well-known idea that anytime you plant too much and harvest too much, it weakens the land because certain crops take out certain nutrients in the land. And the idea is to leave the land fallow for 1 year. And then he says the reason for Hashmatz is Ksafim, loan cancellations. And there's another mitzvah. There's a mitzvah that when you sell a steachuza, a heritage land, and Yovel comes back to a person, the Torah's consideration is that the Torah is concerned for a person's financial stability, avoiding debt, and having the security of real estate. So these are the time of the mitzvahs. Okay, so basically, for what's our purpose is Shemitah, the reason for Shemitah is basically an agricultural mitzvah. We want to leave the land fallow so the land gets back its kaiches. So the Achreinim, take a look at the Kli Yakar, the Akedis Yitzchak, the Barbanel, they ask a bunch of questions on the Rambam. First of all, question number one, if the reason for leaving the field empty, not plowing and planting, is an agricultural consideration, why does the Torah say Shabbos Lashem? That sounds more for the land. If Lashem would sound like to what other Rishonim say, like we want to remind ourselves of Sheish Hashem and Masa Hashem, like you want to remind, like Shabbos, it's like a similar on what a person has to do on it once a week, we do once every 7 years on a national level. But according to the Rambam, why is it Shabbos Hashem? Second of all, why does the Torah say Oz Tirtza Eretz Shabbos Yisrael Kol Yemei Hashama? That Bavoin Shemitah we went to Galus. So first of all, because we didn't keep the land fallow, that's such a chomer aver that we have to go to Galus. And second of all, if we go to Galus, who's going to live in a land? Non-Jews. They're not either going to keep Shemitah. How does it, Oz Tirtza Eretz Shabbos Yisrael Kol Yemei Hashama? Okay, that's the kashas. Now, the last kasha I don't think is so shver. Rashi in Pasuk Lamed Bey says, Vashi moisi ani es aretz, Hashem going to leave the land desolate. Rashi says, it's me, the toivah, shal yimsu oivim nachasuch b'artzachem shetei shomem yeshve. Historically, when Klai Yisrael was out of Eretz Yisrael, it wasn't developed. Today it's developed, and when Klai Yisrael was in Eretz Yisrael developed. But for the 2,000 years until 1948 or until the end of the 1800s when people started making Aliyah, Eretz Yisrael wasn't developed the way it is today. And that's a midah taiva that Hashem said that Oyevim won't find a Nachas Ruach in Eretz Yisrael. So the last question I don't think is so shvar. But anyways, so because of this, it's well known, the Chinuch, the Kli Yakar, you should take a look at the Kli Yakar. The Kli Yakar says that it's an inyan of bitachon in Hashem, because Hashem knew they're going to come into Eretz Yisrael, they're leaving the desert where they had the man, and therefore it's very, very shayach that they're going to forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into once every 7 years, everybody, it's an agriculture-based society. Everybody has to now stop working. Where are you going to get parnasa from? And you have to put your betachin in Hashem. And this amun and betachin is so important and so central to our belief system that if you don't do it, it's really for galus. Okay, again, there are different reasons for Shemitah, and there's many reasons. You could take a look at the Kli Yakar. I want to try to explain the Rambam. So what is the Rambam's shat? So I want to say like this. I may have mentioned here in the Shir, there's something called the Stanford Marshmallow Experiment. Is your wife a psychologist? Yes. It's very important you tell her this Shir. Okay, so the Stanford Marshmallow, it's an experiment on delayed gratification. It was done in 1972 in Stanford. There's a fellow, his name was Walter Mischel. He was actually a Jew. right? He was born in Austria and he moved to Brooklyn, New York, okay? But he made this amazing experiment. So what did he do? He took a bunch of kids, 1972, and he told the kids, you can either take one marshmallow now, or if you wait, I don't know, 15, half an hour, we'll give you two marshmallows. And the scientists went behind the glass door and they observed the kids. And certain kids were able to hatzachai, certain kids gave in. And they followed these kids for the next, I don't know, 30 years, 20, 30 years. And there's incredible, I'll read you the article. As Michelle followed up with the parents of the children who took tests years later, he found a staggering correlation between those kids who had difficulty delaying gratification and the outcomes in life as adults. For those kids who had trouble waiting for the delectable delights, they tended to have high rates of obesity and below average levels of academic achievement later in life. Their counterparts who were able to wait longer for the treat had stark different outcomes on the road, including lower BMI, body mass index, and higher standardized test score. Okay, it's amazing that. So according to this, we can explain the Rambam. Okay, it's like this. The Shemitah is the ultimate Stanford marshmallow test. The Torah tells a person you have a choice. You can either plant this here, immediate benefits, or wait and defer, and you'll get your reward will be better. Your land will produce more. So this is true on two levels. On one level, the mitzvah is training a person in delayed gratification, right? An extreme example of, right? So Rambam knows it's an agricultural mitzvah. But Ratzu HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakris Es Yisrael. What does L'Zakris mean? To polish us and to enhance our national persona. Hashem makes us better. But really, on a deeper level, if you think about it, on a deeper level, this is mamish the yisoid of Torah mitzvahs. We tell a little kid, don't eat ice cream. Why? You're flations. What happens if I eat ice cream? Because in 70, 80 years from now, when you die, you go to Shemayim, you're going to get a huge, you're going to get schar. So again, life in general is the Stanford marshmallow test. It's very, very hard to visualize, to defer instant gratification and tell somebody that down the road is going to be a tremendous schar for you. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah of Shemitah as a mashal. It's a paradigm for all schar and einish. It's a very, very hard thing to do not to work for 1 year. But if you keep 1 year fallow, the reward will be much more that, like the Torah says, v'tzivisi es b'rchasi l'shleish
ha'shanim.
Everyone should have a good Shabbos.